We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Pardon the cliche, those of you who have seen the commercial. How do you spell relief? It depends on the ailment, I suppose, the problem. What is the thing that gives you the most grief? I want to take you back to the previous chapel that I had with you nearly 2 weeks ago, especially the text, Matthew 11. With our Savior's words in mind, we can offer the best answer to that question. How do you spell relief? It's J-E-S-U-S. Let's hear again what he said to his disciples then and now. Matthew 11, beginning with verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. To this very day, the cross of Christ is there for us all as the place to let go of the heavy burden of sin, just as we were able to do on Sunday. Every time that we confess our sins to God and hear from God's own representative, our pastor, that He has forgiven our sins because of Christ, we can let go of that heavy burden. And whenever we take the Lord's Supper as Jesus intended, with penitent hearts, it's the same thing. We let go of that heavy burden. Whenever we gain the Bible's assurance that the verdict of the Supreme Judge is still true, not guilty, we do experience a great sense of relief, as well as a renewed confidence that we are still on very good terms with our Heavenly Father, all because of His grace, all because of His Son. Now let's focus on something we did not talk about last time, the yoke that Jesus mentions. When He takes away the heavy burden of sin, He puts something in its place, what He refers to as the yoke of His Word. In other words, at least somewhat in other words, when we have this rest for our souls, this great spiritual relief, it should never become a license to do whatever we please. Jesus still says today, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That word yoke, spelled Y-O-K-E, it's painting a colorful picture here. You should think of a wooden apparatus that would harness two animals together like oxen, but more importantly, attach them to the farmer's plow, the farmer's wagon, which they would then pull as he steered them. Apply that image to your spiritual life. When you become a Christian, God puts you into His harness. He puts you under the yoke of His Word, which He uses to steer you and me and every believer down the path that He wants us to go. But remember what Jesus said about this. The yoke is easy. The burden is light. When the Bible, for example, tells you what to believe, including some very incredible things, without answering all your questions, the Lord also supplies the faith to believe it. That makes the yoke easy. What is happening through the power of the Spirit, planting that faith, growing that faith inside you. Likewise, when that same Bible is telling you what to do and what to avoid as part of your Christian life in this world, God also gives you the strength, the motivation to live that way. It happens through the same power of the Spirit, and that makes the so-called burden light. Let's realize that if we became independent of this control, God's influence and direction, just imagine the negative outcome. Wandering into danger, veering off course. So the yoke of God's Word is a good thing. It has just enough weight to keep us from drifting. Just enough weight to hold us on the path of faith, the path of repentance, the only path that leads to heaven. If this yoke ever feels wearisome, difficult to carry, it is only because of our sinful nature. Our flesh doesn't want to wear it. But even then, God helps you endure. In the end, the yoke of God's Word will bring ultimate relief, for it is the thing God is using to bring us across the finish line with our faith intact, ready to leave this world, ready to face our God and be in His heavenly presence forever. Let's pose another question that is more significant than how do you spell relief. As a Christian, are you free or not free? You should answer that it's both. Yes and no. Yes, I am free from the guilt of sin, the fear of death, the punishment of hell, the power of Satan. Christ has set me free from all of that. On the other hand, I am not free to sin at will, to serve myself, to have some other god of my own making or choosing as the master in my life. I am bound to Christ by faith, and so are you. So you can think of your Christian life with an analogy. Think of yourself as a train on the railroad tracks. That train is not free to veer to the left or the right. What if it did? There'd be a horrible crash, a train out of commission. No, it's bound to the rails. And that's good, because only then is it free to go forward and arrive where it is supposed to arrive. When Jesus reveals to you and me the God of grace, when He takes away the heavy burden of sin and puts in its place that light yoke of His Word, He is giving you the only relief that lasts, the only freedom that matters, the only track that brings us home. Amen. Let us close our worship today. We sing the five stanzas, first five stanzas of hymn 364.